All right, so here we are. This is episode two of the Brass Show. We've got our bearings as far as how this goes. Joining me here, Chimura, and today we're doing the Hot Ones Challenge,
aka Little Chimmy in a Chonga Line.
Yep, and we're gonna get hurt this episode because we are trying sauces of various kinds. You have these lined up in the proper order, right?
Yep.
So, if you're not familiar with what Hot Ones is, it's a YouTube show where celebrities such as Bill Burr, Paul Rudd, who else are they?
Ton. Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson.
Natalie Portman.
For some reason, I could see Snoop Dogg doing it. Has he done it?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, we are doing that challenge, and we're starting out now, apparently. Jeff is already opening up the sauce. So what's our first sauce here, Jeff? What's it called?
It's called the Classic.
The Classic. Now, the thing that you taught me or you showed me is that all these sauces, like, I'm nervous as hell doing this. I can't even, like, I'm, like, trying to keep it together. Just the notion that we're doing this, I'm intimidated. But each of these sauces get a score, right?
Scoville score, yes.
Yeah, Scoville score. All right. I guess we should make this official and actually do, like, the beginning of the show. Yeah! Welcome to the Brass Show, where we get brash and do brash things and shit all over your... All right. I'm not. All right, so that's the beginning of the show. All right, so we each apply. Oh, I see why you did one at a time now. That was smart. So Jeff is applying a little bit. Oh, that's a lot.
It's the first one, bro.
I know, but
it's just like regular hot sauce. It's
fine. Who was it that we watched an episode of, and he bitched out after the first sauce, which was this
DJ Khaled.
That's right. You know, besides being a very untalented person who's super successful in music, does not deserve any of the success he has, in my opinion, and cried like a baby when Tyler, the Creator, beat him, he also bitched out on sauce. So, I know I'm going to make it past round one. What is it called again? The Classic hot sauce?
Classic.
All right. So,
1800 Scoville.
So,
that's nothing.
All right. So, I should be able to handle this no problem, right?
Yep.
All right. Ain't shit. All right, so we broke the no eating on the air rule. Everybody can hear us chew. That's nothing. That's no problem. Nothing. I could eat that all day. I might use that for like a sandwich or something later. No problem. All right. I'm not bitching out. Just made it past the first wing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So, you know something we got to talk about today?
What?
Guests, future guests, who we're going to get.
Okay.
Got some people lined up.
Already talked to them?
Well, I got one. I know a rapper goes by his name, which is Holcomb. And the dude just got, he was telling me online. Just, the dude had a false arrest. Apparently he's a motorcycle guy, you know what I mean? Crashed his bike, some bullshit happened.
Okay.
That resulted in him getting drugged in an ambulance and brought to a mental hospital or something. I don't know, he was like, this shit is still going on. I was like, dude, I'm doing a podcast. This sounds like a wild story. I would love it if you called in and we got some information on you and this and how it's going and you can plug some of your music and stuff. And he's like, the 28th, I have my court date and then we'll find out. So,
all right.
He'll be probably the first guest. And then, I'm reading this book called The Unplugged Alpha by Richard Cooper. I want to get that guy on. You need to read this book. Yeah. This book is important. It's not all about getting your noodle wet. It's, you know, A whole new dimension of self-improvement and reframing. You know how the Matrix starts with, like, hey, are you going to take the blue pill or the red pill?
Yep.
Take the fucking red pill, man. Read this fucking book. I'm halfway done with it. I'm going to give it to you. You'll read it. You will immediately go, oh my God, I can't believe I'm looking at things so differently. And then we can move forward. So I'm getting boring with the talkity-talkity-yap-yap-yap.
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
I'll give the book a shot.
You read. You can slug it down. I'm halfway through it. It was only like 90 minutes of reading. It's probably like a 3-hour read total. So. All right, man. So what's this one?
All right. This one is Marx Barbados Style.
All right. Wrong one. Yeah, Marx Barbados Style. I'm a little nervous and concerned.
I'm not sure the Scoville, but I don't think it's much.
Oh, should I look it up on the computerness?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's it called?
Marx.
How do you spell that? M-A-R-K
apostrophe S.
Marx what? Marx. What's it called?
Barbados Style.
Barbados Style hot sauce. Scoville. All right, now we're cranking it up to, wow, that's a big jump. Do you have hot and saucy garlic and pepperoni hot sauce? Is that here? Because this is on a list. I just found the whole list.
Well, each season is a different.
Okay, so we crank.
This is a mix between season 14 and season 15.
Okay, all right. So we're jumping up from an $1,800, or an 1,800 Scoville to a 15,500 Scoville.
Okay.
That's a pretty big jump, dude. Why are you got to make me all nervous? Jeff is applying. Oh, Chimmy. That's the rule, man. Whatever you put on, you got to eat.
Shit.
He just plopped the biggest plop of plop I've ever seen. I'm only putting a little dabberoony. Dabski.
Because you're a little bitcheroony.
I know. I'm not fucking trying to have a heart attack today. All right. Gotta get this little corner piece. All right, Jeff.
Cheers.
To big titty bitches. Oh, man. You just went right for it. All right. Okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah. It's got a little tang to it. It's not bad.
No.
That's not shit. All right. I'm less nervous. Bring on the shit. Woo! All right. It's got a little heat to it. Maybe I should grab a beer, too. I don't know, man. My stomach's still a little messed up from the other night. I was really sick the day after. We recorded the last one that hasn't been released yet, but we will be recording it or releasing it soon. And I'm not really a big drinker anymore. I kind of quit. But this guy brought over the Killians, and I was sucking them down like lemonade, you know, a little sip and piss action. I had three of those, and then this guy goes, hey, the E&J got your mind flipping, right? So we mob deeped it up in this, and I power puked in the office a few times. And nobody cared about my well-being. I came out and was like, you good? All right, get back to work. So I had a whole plan of all this shit I was going to do, and I did none of it. But it is what it is. So the next one, huh? Devil's Blend, Hellfire, Hot Sauce.
Yep.
Let's see what the Scoville is on that. So, I took it like a man. That last one was 15,500. This one's more than double. It is 42,000.
Okay.
So, this is just the third one. And we are now going up. Oh, man. Why is it green? The other one was a nice, like, boogery snot color. got like seeds in it.
Yeah, it's made from peppers, bro.
I know, I'm just saying. The other one was like a nice fine sauceroni. This is an experience. All right. There you go. Put the cap back on that. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Mother Mary and Joseph. All right, man. You ready? 3, 2, 1. Nosh. Okay. It's got a little bit of a sting to it. Holy shit, man. I like that one, too. That's not bad.
Tasty.
Yeah. I'm not dying.
Not yet.
I'm in this game. Yeah, DJ Khaled is an extra bitch now. What, you mess with this? No, man, we wouldn't do that to you. Come on, man, you mess with this? Nah, man, I ain't doing that. Bitch is out after one. I was like, are you kidding right now? Nah. I couldn't believe that. Oh. All right. What's the next one up at bat? We're just going to go right down the list, huh?
Yep. Los Calientes.
Los Calientes.
Barbacoa. I believe it's 33,000. Maybe this should have been the third.
Oh, yeah. Does it say it on there? Yeah, dude, this list, now it goes into, like... Yeah, we might have done this out of order.
I think it's just that one out of order. From the... After this one,
mm-hmm.
It is correct order.
Okay. So we're taking a step down?
I think so.
All right.
I mean, why not?
You fucking with me? This is going to be like...
No, I'm not.
My dick is on fire suddenly. Oh, all right. All right, we're doing it. That'll put hair on your chest. Oh, man. All right. Here you go, fire crotch. Light it up. All right, overdid it on accident, but here you go. Put the cap back on that shit. All right. To you, my friend.
Cheers.
Yeah, the last one was definitely had more kick. I don't know what the Scoville score is on that one, but that's not shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're good. No premature death. Did you work in the rain today?
Yes, part of the day.
Okay. It's kind of raining on and off. What a shitty Memorial Day weekend this is, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to rain the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Rest in peace to everyone's Memorial Day.
Right.
Picnics.
All the people that you're remembering that died for you to be complaining that it's raining out. All right. All right. That's a fourth. That's a fifth. What's this one? What do we got? What do we got?
Honey Badger.
Oh, Honey Badger don't give a fuck. Keep hitting the wrong buttons. All right. Just
wait,
let it.
What was that? What was that other one? Hit that other one.
It was like the I'm coming to kill you. I'm going to find you.
It's like X-Files shit.
Yeah.
I like it.
You know, like if an alien lands, like, what are they doing? They're probing you. Yeah. I think that's crickets, not birds. You're like, here to birds, here to birds. Oh, boy. All right, this is where it gets a little kicky, I would imagine.
I think it's going to start getting turned up.
One more time. What's it called one more time?
Honey Badger.
Honey Badger. Yes, Honey Badger does not give a fuck. Oh. It's going to be bad.
I put a healthy dose on mine, yeah. So why don't you go ahead and do the same?
All right. Have a heart attack, Christopher. All right, here we go. Ready? One, two, three, chomp. Okay. Holy shit. There it is. Wow. How you doing? Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Good.
He's giving me the thumbs up. It's good. All right, well, we simmered down from that. Holy fuck. You alright?
Yep.
There he goes. Oh, Chimmy, your eyes are watering. I didn't get any beer or water or anything. I feel like I'm breaking the rules. You taking the milk? Nope, milk. No milk. Here, I'm going to go get water, though. Water should be allowed. You want some water? Talk to the audience for a minute. Tell them what you're experiencing. Tell them what it feels like. Holy fuck.
Burning sensation. on my lips.
Burning the ass out of myself. Woo! Oh, we don't have any cups. Ugh. Did you just drink milk?
Nope.
Oh, you drank beer?
Yep.
All right, that's fine. Here, have a water. Holy God. Oh, my Jesus. This was a...
That's a sleeper.
Yeah. Yeah, snuck up.
It creeps up on you.
I, like, ate it, and I'm like, this isn't so bad. And then 3 seconds later, my taste was like, fuck you. What are you doing? What are you doing? You know this reminds me of? That scene in Dumb and Dumber. The hot sauce scene. This is me and you. As soon as the ad stops playing, it's me and you. God damn it. I haven't cracked open the water yet. I'm about to. Holy shit. Woo! Oh! All right. Remember this shit?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Classic.
You want an atomic pepper, Mr. Manolino?
Nah. You guys go ahead.
I'll do it if you will, Lloyd.
Yeah, he's gonna eat it.
Okay. You go first.
No, no, you go first.
No, you go first.
No, you go first.
No, you go first. I always go first.
Oh, yeah.
I never go.
You guys both stop acting like a couple of pussies and go at the same time, huh?
Yeah, that's what we do. At the same time. Here, put a cap on that.
That sounds like a dare, Harry.
It's a double dare.
Oh,
yeah, okay. You're on.
Shit. I don't think I could do that, just straight up eating like a fucking pepper.
It's not so bad.
Uh-huh. It's more tingly than hot.
Yeah.
That's gonna be us after the next round, bro.
We'll see.
Holy shit. All right, so this is the one we just had. The Honey Badger. The Honey Badger does not give a fuck. What is that? The Eye of the Scorpion? Okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Eye of the Scorpion is the what is the fucking score for these things again? I keep forgetting.
Scoville.
Scoville score. Eye of the Scorpion. Scoville. All right. This is 667,000 SHUs, which is different, right? Is that a Scoville heat unit?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. So it gets serious. This is where it gets like. Oh, Jeff, what are you making me do? If we can get through it, we can get through it, man. We got 4 wings left. We got 4 sauces. We might have to go slower. Dude, we're only 20 minutes into the show. I'm pretty sure when they do the Hot Ones challenge.
Well, they do the entire thing in 20 minutes.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay, so this isn't supposed to take forever. And then, well, the questions seem to go on. Oh, yeah, and then they have, like, cuts of stuff. Like, remember that time that you were on the bus and Justin Bieber was with you? And Riff Raff is like, that man's fucking crazy. What a weird guy that guy is.
Oh, he
was... I would love to have him as a guest. We should grow to that point. Get Riff Raff on.
Oh, my God.
Because, I mean, a lot of getting of the guests is going to be easy. You know who loved my music? The only confirmed celebrity that loved my music?
Tom Green.
I'm going to try. I'm going to hit him up. I'm going to be like, hey, a few years ago, you liked my music. You were really nice to me. I was wondering if you would consider just doing a phoner and see what he says. I mean, the worst thing he could say is no.
Right.
Or just not respond. I actually think not responding is like way worse.
That's worse.
Yeah. But for real, I want to rap with him. He's a talented MC, man. He can rap. Tom Green can rap. Have you ever heard Tom Green rap?
No.
Dude, I got to find it
right
now.
My tongue is still burning.
I'm survived. I haven't even taken a fucking sip of water yet. Tom Green rap. Dude, this guy can spit. He's got the ill spit, too. He's not bad.
Very, very special guest for the evening. Rapper, actor, television personality. And all-around good guy, Exhibit, is here tonight.
Yeah, he's chilling with Exhibit.
Should I rap, maybe?
If you want to. Yeah, let's see that.
You rap, Tom.
Hello?
He kills
it. I don't know. I get a little bashful. I get a little bashful. I actually do. I get a little bashful, you know?
Really?
Well, you know.
I can't imagine that.
I'm here. Dude. There's a professional.
Maybe you could give him some beats.
Mike. What beats do you got?
Give him some beats.
What beats do you got?
Uh-oh.
Okay, well, here, I'll hand you a microphone. Maybe you can do some.
Uh-oh.
Back up for me. And then maybe if you want to throw something down at some point.
Okay, if you inspire me,
I think we got to turn up the energy a little bit here. Check.
You got to set it off.
Check.
So what you want to do, what you going to want to say? When a Busta rap in an old school way. A rocket from the break of dawn to the break of day. Don't come a knocking if you don't want to play. Or if you want to play, you may get wet. I heard your wiki whack track playing on cassette. So microphone mic check. You haven't heard me yet, you better hit the deck. I'm coming around the mountain with a red Corvette. And I'm coming at you live on your television set. There's nothing that I want that I don't got yet. There's no way to take it if you never make a bet. So Exhibit, grab the mic, let me hear you rock some shit. Do it what you like.
We all know that Exhibit is a fucking microphone mutilator. We don't need to, like, hear that, but just proof. It happens. Yeah. And if I hit him up and just ask, like, politely, like, dude, I've been a huge fan of yours for 20 years. You responded positively to my music in the past. Come on, man. Spit some shit on my shit. I got a dope song that I'm in the works with Pace One on it. You know? Yeah. Tom Green... Maybe. I don't know. You know, it's good to reach for things in life, yeah, right?
Put some feelers out, see what happens.
See what happens. Worst case scenario, he's like, no, or just doesn't respond. So,
which is also a no.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not. It's a void. How is nothing a no? All right. I bought us enough time. What are we doing next? What happens? That's the one we just did.
We didn't do Eye of the Scorpion yet.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
Dude, I wish I could play it back. We just did Eye of the Scorpion.
No, we did Honey Badger.
No, we did we did Honey Badger and then help. Okay. Oh, you're right. Okay.
I know I'm right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because we have four wings left. I think that was my subconscious trying to be like, nah, just cut to the chase, bro. You know the one at the end is gonna be the worst one. What's wrong? What's going on?
I just got to shake it up a little.
Get a little constipated there with the sauce. Yeah, I'm not drinking tonight if I end up puking up the hottest sauce in the world I've ever eaten. Bad going down. Imagine when it is coming back out. Oh, man. It's on your finger.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Here we go.
That one's a little thick, so.
So you gotta get it a little manly.
That's perfect.
Okay, I kind of overdid it, I think. All right, my friend.
I'll put a little more on.
All right.
Just because.
I'll put a little more on, All right. Here we go. I'm about to see what this sauce has to. What's it called one more time before I eat it?
Eye
of the scorpion.
Eye of the scorpion.
All right.
Ready? Go.
Okay. That one's not shit. Oh, I lied. There it is. Holy fuck. Oh, God. What did we do? Satan? Satan, is that you?
It's clearing out my sinuses, that's for sure.
Yeah, a little stuffed up. A little stuffed up there, Jimmy. Oh, my God. Oh, don't breathe in. Holy shit. Okay. It's in my lungs. I'm not kidding. It hurts. Wow. All right.
Oh, I'm sweating like a beast.
Oh, my God. We got three more.
Oh, the top of my head is sweating.
I know. My temples. Water doesn't fix it. It makes it worse. No, don't do it. No milk. You can do it. Chug some of your beer or some water. Oh, wow. All right, we can take bigger breaks now that we're getting into the big boy stuff, right?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah. Oh, man. I'm not afraid of death anymore.
Can I just dip my tongue in the milk?
I don't know, man. Whatever you want to do. Did it help?
I don't know. Maybe a little bit.
I don't know how long this is going to last for, but it's killing me right now. Holy shit. It's very important. You put it on your finger. Do not touch it. We're both wearing glasses, coincidentally. So.
Well, still, don't touch your eyes.
Yeah, don't touch your face. That's one thing that guy who hosts the Hot One show always says. He's like, don't touch your shit. Your shit will be fucked. Oh, man. Oh, no. Whew. All right. Yeah, we got to get guests on here for this. We can't just copy this fucking show.
No, this is a one and done. Just the experience.
We got it nice and cataloged. Shout out to Marcus Aurelius for the hookup on this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. For those who don't know, that is...
Thanks, Pops.
That is Chimichanga, Papa Changa, as we... we never called him that, did we?
No.
No. Thank you, Marcus. Marcus Aurelius. We appreciate you, my friend. Good dude, your dad.
He is.
One of my favorite memories of you and him. It's nothing too embarrassing.
No, let's not go there.
All right. All right. I just love it. You're like, nah. None of the personal stuff. I'll make you drink this fucking hot sauce. You want to talk about my father? You want to talk about my father? I'll make you drink this fucking hot sauce. Woo! All right.
Ready for the next one?
No. Nope. I'm waiting for this to subside a little bit. We're only halfway done with our hour, bro. Not even. 29 minutes, 36 seconds. All right, it's not going to get any easier, so we might as well just start, right?
Fuck.
All right. What is this? What do we got? The Bomb Evolution. Before we get into what that is, I am going to look up the Scoville on it. Of course you are. So, Da Bomb Evolution. It's got a 500,000 Scoville score. That's kind of a big deal. No, it's higher than the last one by a wide margin. Ugh. Holy shit. Whew. If you can make it through this, you are a man. Milk has not touched my lips. Technically, it hasn't touched chimichangas either. All right. Technically, you didn't take any milk in. I mean, it didn't touch your lips. It touched your tongue. That was
I took one sip.
Yeah. All right. Does it actually deactivate the shit though, or it's still shitty as fuck, right?
Kind of helps. Maybe.
I can absolutely see this. This is a 500,000 Scoville score. This was like 320.
This one's 2 million.
Oh.
And this one's 2.5.
Oh. Okay. It's no time like the present, my friend. Did you open this, all of these already? Just to like...
Well, that was from my dad.
Oh, your dad hooked you up.
Yeah.
Your dad is a hot sauce guy. We should have had him on. You should have come too.
Maybe someday.
He'll be a guest. Oh, man. That's all I... Is that enough? You gotta talk.
We can put a little more on there.
The audience cannot
Sally.
See your eyebrow. Sally? I'm fucking handling nuclear waste, and you're calling me Sally? All right. Oh, man. You know what we need for this? No, no, no. Don't eat it yet. Hold on. What's that song? Dude, Chimmy just put the most ridiculous amount of sauce on his wing. As a matter of fact, I should take a picture of that. Yeah, all right. Comparison to mine. Okay, but hold on. Don't do it yet. I gotta be with you, man. You left the light on in the other room, so it's making that noise in the background. Don't worry about it. All right.
This one's 2 million. This one's 600 something. Ready?
One, two, three. I'm President Joe Biden. I just ate the hottest shit that my ever shit is fucked. Holy shit. All right. Okay. All right. We're not the president. Ooh, boy. Okay. I'm surviving. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. I actually feel like the last one we had was worse.
Yeah.
You get them out of order? Might have got... Ooh, okay. Ugh. All right. Water only for me.
I'm going.
See, you had a lot more than I did, though. Respect. Does the milk do anything for it, though?
I think it might help a little bit.
Ugh. Oh, man. Jeff's face is turning purple. Straight up purple face, bro. Wow. Okay. You're in trouble if you do dry rips. Wow. Okay. I'd rather do dry rips than this. Oh, fuck. I gotta turn that light off, man. That fucking noise bothers me when I'm not recording a podcast. Woo! All right. Maybe if I eat more wing, if I put more chicken meat on my tongue. Okay. Got a little bit of a hurt tummy. Put more of it on, Sally. Holy shit. All right. Okay.
How's that?
I was in the chicken heater. Fucking shit. What's the theme song for this? In the chicken heater. I mean, it's kind of a boring show of us not talking because there's so much pain radiating through our brains at the moment. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's hard to talk.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you know what we should do in our talk show?
It's hard to form thoughts in my brain right now.
Yeah. You know what we should do is make it impossible to communicate with an audience. Ooh. I can't believe I haven't touched my milk. Hours in the chicken heater. All right. I'm good.
Was that Beck?
No, it sounds like Beck, though. The first time I heard it, I thought it was Beck. Shout out to Christian, who is a guy I worked with a year ago who introduced me to that song. It's a pretty awesome song. Whew.
Where's the cap to this?
I don't know. I have no idea. We'll find it.
Oh, it's right there.
All right. Found it. It's on the floor. The cap was on the floor, everybody. So now the plutonium is back in the atom bomb. Woo! All right.
Only two more.
All right. What's this one called? This is the 2 million score. This
Hot One's Last Dab Triple X.
2 million, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, Marcus Aurelius has done all these? Or does he just keep
them in his
house?
He hasn't done this one.
But he's done this.
Yes.
This is his bottle, technically,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
All right. Oh. All right. This is going to be death. This is going to be death. God damn it, I'm still burning from the last one.
Yep. Ready?
One, two, three! I could drink that as a beverage. That one's not killing me like the last one.
I think maybe our taste buds are just fried by now.
That one's not as strong. You look like you're suffering.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was in my beard. I just accidentally licked. Oh. Goose Favre.
Are you not sweating?
I'm not really that good. I'm not doing that bad on that one.
Oh, I'm sweating. Papa Molly, I'm sweating. Ooh.
All right.
I'm just going to refill my milk just in case for this last one.
Oh, man, it's sneaking up on me.
If you're burning out mentally, my advice to you would be to take a day off. Take a day off from everything you know. Take a day off a job. Take a day off your friends. Take a day off from the gym. Just get the fuck out of Dodge.
Yeah.
Go to your local hospital, man.
I don't know. I thought that was going to be a funny mix into this, but the pain that I'm experiencing right now is severe. Man, it's like making my body like sweat. It's not like physically hot, like when you touch something and burn yourself, you know, but it does like raise your internal temperature. Are you going to go poop?
No.
What are you doing? I have made it with no milk. I have been drinking water. I don't know if that breaks the rules, but
my head is soaked in sweat.
I see that. That's really weird. Yeah, you're like sweating. Your body, oof. What? Okay, then get more. Man. I tell him don't come down for an hour. 40 minutes later, he's down here like, my batteries are dead. Love you, son. Mid-suffering. I want batteries. Oh, my God.
All right, I'd say we just do the last one.
All right, get it over with.
Get it over with.
Pass that water, because you're not drinking water, you're drinking milk.
I might. Oh, here.
All right.
Do you need a wing?
Nope, I got one. All right. All right. This last one is called what? What is it called? And it's 2.5 million.
It is called Apollo. Made from the Apollo pepper, which is a cross between a Carolina Reaper and a Pepper X.
Oh, man. This is going to be rough. This is going to hurt us. Episode 2. Here it is. It's a lot better when I'm like really
shaking
close to the mic. When I'm like right up on that microphone, baby. Ooh, yeah. Sounds way better. Hey, RJ, are you still down here? Did he go back upstairs or is he sneaking around over there?
I don't know.
All right. Tiny, are you here? I just want to go back to being able to swear. Nope, that's my dot. Hi, daughter. Hello. All right. Jimmy has applied his death sauce onto his wing. I am applying mine onto mine. Oh, I put too much on here. All right.
You put the same that I did.
All right, good. What are your last words? Want to just tell your parents that you love them? To my ex-wife, you suck. No, that was my last words. It was a joke, everybody. Relax. All right, let's do this.
Okay.
I'm sorry for every bad thing I ever did. Hot damn. Okay. I'm sorry for all the people I ever hurt.
I am crying right now.
Yeah. It's in my throat. You feel it in your throat?
Uh-huh.
We did it. We did the shit. We're gonna be paying for it for the next 15 minutes or so, but...
Oh, tomorrow we'll be paying.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Do people ever get, like, allergic to this shit? That thought occurred to me. Like, what if I'm allergic to it?
Oh, then you're gonna die, bro.
Good. Get me out of here. If I actually managed to die doing this Hot Wings challenge, this would probably be one of the most listened to podcasts of all time, even though it's only two episodes.
Probably.
All right. I didn't touch the milk before. I'm not going to touch it now. I've hit the water, but I have not hit the milk. I might have to hit the milk on this one. Oh, my God. Every time you swallow, it gets worse.
Oh, it lingers.
Like my middle fingers. Oh. Ooh. So we're able to do the whole challenge in 46 minutes and 51 seconds.
You know what I'm excited for, though?
What?
See the biscuits.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be great. 1 week from today.
Tonight, live stream.
Oh, yes. I'm more excited to see him live. I mean, I like the YouTube shit.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Nothing beats the experience of seeing those guys live.
Very,
broadcasting
very
from fucking Colorado, right?
They are.
I love Colorado. Have you been? You've been to Colorado, right?
I have not.
That's where we should go, bro. Just somewhere where the tree is legal.
This is what my bingo board looks like right now.
So Jeff makes these bingo boards where... Oh my God, I'm suffering. I can't even explain the fucking bingo board. It hurts so bad. I might have to hit the milk.
Do it.
No.
No shame, bro. Do it.
All right, I'm hitting the milk. Nope. Okay, I gotta do it. Holy shit, it really does calm it down, like, a lot.
It helps a little bit, but then it comes back.
It comes back! Okay. Yeah, it turns it off for a second. Jesus. A 2.5 million Scoville? All right, so what Jeff does is he gets into these pools for this band, the Disco Biscuits, that we both love. It's called Biscuits Bingo at the Red Rocks 2021. That's where they're broadcasting from tonight. That's what we're going to do after this podcast. Whew. And Jeff is getting up and running. Where are you going? Okay, all right, he's just getting a beer. I was concerned that you were going to go puke, but anyway, Jeff does these bingos where basically he takes a, he lists their songs on a bingo thing.
I could probably explain this better.
Yeah, please do.
All right, so within the Biscuits fan base, we all play bingo. You make your own 5x5 card. And in each square, you put a song you think they're going to play. First person to hit bingo wins. Winner take all. Buy-in is $10.
Oh, yeah? I didn't realize there was a buy-in. I thought you just win. How do they know that you're not lying, though? You got to take a picture of it before?
You take a picture and you post it.
All right.
Yeah.
And then if it matches, it's like, all right, this asshole got it.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. So how much could you win?
The pot is up to $1,040.
So you could pay rent for like a small apartment if you win this tonight.
Yeah.
That's fucking dope.
I won it back in 2017. $10 buy-in.
Yeah.
Walked away with $14.50.
Yeah. All right. So maybe this wasn't the best episode of the Brass Show, and it's only the second episode, and we suffered through it greatly. I feel like I just fucking licked a cactus. My tummy hurts now. Your tummy hurt?
I think I have an ulcer.
Really?
I don't know.
You gonna throw up blood?
No.
That happened to Rob. No last names, but Rob was telling me he had a stomach ulcer, and he was like, yeah, you know when you get, you know, sick from drinking? I was puking, and it just tasted funny. I'm like, turn the light on in the bathroom, it's all blood. I was like, Jesus, are you okay? Years ago, he was telling me about this. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Out of the five Robs we know.
Yep.
Ugh. Oh, man. Jesus, Jimmy. Are we going to be okay?
I think so.
Oh, okay. So.
Maybe.
The whole point of doing this, not the whole point, but part of why I wanted to do this is to promote my music. And I realized the first episode, I didn't play a single Brash thing that I was working on. Ooh, fuck. So, what I would like to do now is I would like to discuss the black hole. Yeah, that's great audio for the people at home.
Sorry.
Honking his hobo hanky.
Had to be done.
So, the black hole is an artist collective that I'm a part of. It's totally online. It's led by Blez Beats in Sweden. He is a marvelous human being. I have love for a person I met on the internet. He's really entertaining as far as like product things. I'm a huge Native Instruments guy. I love all their products and their sample packs and everything that they do. They make great virtual instruments. They're just an amazing company overall. I'm looking forward to a Mark IV. A Machina, you know my machine, the beat machine that I use, Machina. Mm-hmm. It's made in Germany by our German friends, our genius German friends. They made something better than Akai. Akai makes an MPC. They make a Machina. And that device that I have over there is the Mark III. I started on the Mark I, but they have two versions. They have the Micro Mark I, and then they had the, like, full-sized. And I was married at the time. I was having kids. RJ was popping out of his mom when I got the thing. Actually, I think my ex-wife bought it for me for Christmas that year. Yeah, I hate that you're an artist. Here's a beat machine. Merry Christmas. Yeah, so I started making beats on that, and I loved it so much. And last year when the pandemic hit, I decided to upgrade because I've been using software. Last year was 2020, and I was using software from 2011 still to make beats. And all these new things came out. Like, you know how now I can play, like, all these scales and chords and stuff that I couldn't, like, really do before? I was just basically sampling stuff illegally. Now I'm either playing actual notes, like, on my own, like, finding scales and shit, or I'm using cleared samples using their backbone. Of just all, like, so I can now distribute things without worrying about getting sued. So if you look at all my plays and my numbers and stuff, I would put stuff out, but I would never really promote it the way I wanted to because I didn't want to get popped for a sample, which could still happen. I got so many songs that are out there with uncleared samples and shit, but Native Instruments last year, it was a game changer. I ordered the machine, the Mark III. This is boring for people who aren't audio heads, but I ordered the Mark III. It came. It took, like, way longer to get there because we were, like, right at the height of the pandemic. Like, everybody's locked inside. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to die, I'm at least going to make, like, beats and learn my way around this new machine and stuff. And I started looking for just like anytime I take up anything, I look for like the master of it. And Blaise Beats popped up from Switzerland. And the dude is incredible. Like he's one of these people who can teach you stuff while being entertaining at the same time. That's a rare thing.
Rare quality.
Yeah. Like Neil deGrasse Tyson, you know, that guy is an educator as much as he is an entertainer, you know, like he's very entertaining the way he talks about the stars. And he opens your mind about shit. He makes you look. Fuck, it's still hitting me. I'm still dying. Yeah. Don't worry, everybody. My kids are upstairs. They can't hear me. But
they can't hear him die.
Yeah, they can't hear. They can't hear their father swear or die.
Just pass away.
Yeah. Hey, sorry, kids. You died. Your dad died of sauce inhalation. I like breathed in and it went down my esophagus in this weird way into my lungs.
You want to pass the class or you want to pass away?
But yeah, so. Long story short, met Blaise online, and beside being like an entertaining and educating person, he's also a delightful human being to actually communicate with, because he started every video like, hey man, sup my purples, because he just has this way about him, like he pronounces stuff in a funny manner, he draws you into his world, right? And because of how entertaining he is, I was like, I got to say hey to this guy. I'm like, what's up, man? He's like, hey, yeah. And I checked out his website. He's got a beat, downloaded the beat, loved it. Never actually recorded the song. I probably should still do that. I sit on songs for like a year before I release them sometimes. And yeah, recently he heard some of my spit. He did a remix for me and INF, Distracted. You heard that song, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Should I play that one, do you think, or should I play... the one that we just did, the, like brand new, hot off. All right, so he's done. I've done a couple of posse cuts with him. I did a song called "Distracted" with Blaise. He did a remix. It was like my first time working with him. Went so smooth. The dude was like, "I don't know if you're gonna like this beat," and then he sends me amazing shit. He's one of these artists that's like, oh, "I don't know," and then it's like he just, it's awesome. There's not too many people like that. You know, because a lot of times when an artist has been like, you're not going to like this, I'm like, I listen. Oh, wow. Right on the fucking money. But this, I fucking loved it. It's dope. I love that. But what I really want to play is a beat that he actually just rapped on. There's this really talented producer that I know from his collective, The Black Hole. It's like an online community. I suggest anybody listening to this, go to YouTube, look up Blaise Beats, B-L-E-Z-Z Beats. Join the Black Hole Discord community. I'm on there all the time. They do a weekly beat challenge. They're some of the most talented people on the internet doing their thing on there. They're amazing. Let's just give it up for the Black Hole for a minute. But the track, and I'm trying to recover from this sauce poisoning that I've taken, it's finally starting to get better.
Yeah.
That's like 12 minutes of pain.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You know, the one that I like the most, actually, is the Devil's Blend. That one.
That one's tasty.
Yeah, it's really... I took that one, and I was like, man, this doesn't hurt. This tastes good. But, all right, so this song that I'm going to play to end the show is a song... Rizla Beats, also from Sweden. Very, very, very talented dude. In the description of this released episode, we will put a link to the... video, but he actually edited my part of the video. I don't know if you saw it. I'll play it for you. Yeah, it's a work of art. And there's other spitters on here too. So rapping on it is myself, the first guy that's rapping on there. And then there's Star Smash, Rizla, who the guy who produced the beat, and Blaise. So that's it. That's episode 2. We made it. I can't believe we made it through. Jeff is looking at me crying right now. But we did it. So as always, I'm going to mute the mics and enjoy the shit. Oh man. That hurt. What's up?
Brush.
Yeah, brains bash while you suck ash. It's Big Brash on a Rizla track. Kicking ass with homie Blaz on my dome piece as I should break some legs.
I fuck with savages, you a fuck boy, you can't hang.
But I can bang, black hole gang, with sharp fangs and my heart's blank. Final draft, watch me do some more. Dusty tracks at the vinyl store. Don't ignore my viral core, better watch the final score. Just so I can rival more. Break spinal short of lion's roars and hydroplane on violent shores and show them what my style's for. I can't stop but I take a break. Rockin' till my bacon aches. Sizzling like I'm breaking eggs, gasping like I'm drowning lakes. Take a breath, I ain't making less. Taking hits on a fire set. News across the wire gets more fucked up. I ain't tired yet. Until the final day I die. MCs always wanna try. School them just to catch some shine, then turn them into Columbine. Blasting like a NASA ship. Graph curses without asterisks and talk the truth on acid hits. Spit some venomous caustic shit, bitch.
Not the same song, wrong with my head. I don't know what it could be. I don't know what it could be.
Star Smush.
Tip tapping that toe 'em. Clip clapping that crow 'em. Quit laughing, I'll rip rats while y'all fit fapping that scrotum. Now sit back, I got a spit pack with a hobo to fucking kick back like a big magnum with a brick blast.
Can you dig that?
Yeah. Y'all pop off on the internet, disrespecting with indirects and intended threats. Talk shit while y'all in Tibet and a tilted tent. That shit is shoddy, I body your whole hairdo. Then rip you up from your follicles like ne'er do. They y'all fuck like bar sluts. They got about as much courage as cowardly dogs and talk tough. But they tighten up when they see my muscled ass. Pause. Worse than when they see a fucking gun muzzle flash. I'ma blast this beat and smash this shit to stars. Blast it backwards with the bat, then crash this shit to Mars.
Damn.
Beat it battered in black and salmon after it's been charred. Then I rip it, tear it, shred it like Van Halen with guitars.
Weasel ducked in a cave under the ocean floor. Cops come with scuba gear, knocking at my door. Huffing and puffing, but I ain't saying nothing, cause my seaweed buds makes me not give a fucking.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm living like a blobfish, 4,000 feet down, drooling on my drum kits. Eating pommes frites, served by a dumb bitch. Dumb dick in a thong, licking on my long dick. On some strong shit, stinking up the coastline. From the time when internet was on the phone line. Old head, back pain, but I still ride. Breastfed cocaine until my brain die. West side to the east, yeah, we back though. These beats makes you dance like a crack hole. Black hole, Mr. Bless in the cockpit. Any other discord?
Please, hold on. Let me have a listen to the Baghdad drum in the left ear. B-boy, paper boy, make a boy dance to the beat like a man in his best years.
You a fuck boy, you can't hang.
Another cultural vulture with a white face about to fight a racist in a night rage. I joke, but what's that got to do with if I want to swallow a red or a blue pill? Fuck a robo, I got the clutch and rolo. I drive a fucking stick. Your automatic ass gets stuck serving some busty chick. The Mega Genesis Budaibo in Japan. We does what you don't, blast processing the van. Star Smash knows what the fuck I'm rambling about. Back to bar number 5, that's an elephant. I'll tell the numbers assistant to transcribe on the fly when I'm going over the business wish list for Q5 future like that. The inevitable truth is I'll get incredibly rich. I'm Henry Stickmin V and I'm stupid like that, except intelligent.
Smart.